Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Joburg and Pretoria reach a high of 24 this afternoon. Pretoria, Polokwane, 31. We start in Northwest, where 26 suspected illegal miners will appear in the Stilfontein Magistrates Court this morning. Police spokesperson Adal Meiberg says they are facing charges of illegal mining, trespassing and contravention of the Immigration Act.
Of the 26 illegal miners, 4 resurfaced at Margaret Shaft and 22 at Bevoorfontein Shaft number 10. In addition to the stipulated charges, one of the suspects will be charged for possession of gold-bearing material and one suspect was found in possession of explosives.
The Congress of the People has urged SADC countries to address Mozambique's escalating post-election violence. This follows a mass prison break in Maputo this week and ongoing post-election protests. The party's Dennis Bloom has emphasized the importance of dialogue to address regional economic impacts and the tragic loss of lives.
SADC must urgently address the political standoff that is prevailing in Mozambique. It will be in the best interest of the whole region. We in South Africa are also in danger. These prisoners can easily cross the border into South Africa.
Now to education, and the information regulator has filed an urgent application to block the publishing of the 2024 matric results. The case is scheduled to be heard on 7 January. On Tuesday, the regulator issued an infringement notice to the Department of Basic Education, in which it ordered the department to pay an administrative fine of 5 million rand for violating an enforcement notice issued in November. Despite having the option to appeal, the department did not provide any communication by the deadline. The regulator says the fine must be paid within 30 days from 23 December. Over 1,360 babies were safely delivered at public health facilities across the country on Christmas Day. This was revealed by the Department of Health, adding that the number of teen mothers has also dropped from 145 in 2023 to just under 90 this year. Spokesperson Foster Mohale attributed this decline to several interventions, such as the youth-friendly zones in primary health facilities, which allows young people to access services without waiting in line with general patients.
These interventions are implemented in collaboration with various stakeholders, including the Departments of Basic Education and Social Development, to increase an uptake of family planning services to reduce stigma and unplanned pregnancies among young people through promotion of contraceptive methods.
To international news, and former Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh has died at the age of 92. He was taken to a hospital in New Delhi after he lost consciousness at his home yesterday, but could not be resuscitated and was later pronounced dead. Singh, who held office from 2004 to 2014, was credited with having overseen an economic boom in Asia's fourth largest economy in his first term. And finally, in cricket, Pakistan were dismissed for a modest 211, with the Proteas reaching 82 for 3 at the close of play on the opening day of the first test in Centurion. South Africa will resume play this morning with Aiden Markram and Themba Bavuma at the crease. I'm Martina van der Walt Elers. Hoofnuus: 26 vermeende onwettige mynwerkers sal vanoggend in die Stilfontein Landdroshof verskyn.
What a world we live in. Thanks, Martina. Shining a little light onto the dark corners of what's happening. Let's get back to the hits.
Jacaranda FM plays more.
Girl, I'm about to have a panic attack. I did the work, it didn't work. That truth, it hurts. That damn, it hurts. Shiva, Diva, that was not a fan of it. I'm good with my friends. I don't want a man, girl. I'm in my bed. I'm way too fine to be here alone. On the other hand, I know my worth. And now he calling me. Why do I feel like this? What's happened to me? Oh, oh,